Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I just feel compelled today to lift up those of you who have lost someone recently, and I'm just going to pray for you right now. Lord, I pray for my friend who has lost someone, and it is just bewildering, painful, confusing, all the grief. I pray that you would meet them in that place, that you would grieve alongside and hold them as they do. I pray you would send people around them to hold them as they grieve. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, today we're reading Mark chapter 3. We're going to finish it up 22 through 35 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. The scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he cast out the demons." Jesus summoned them and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he can't stand, but has an end. But no one can enter into the house of the strong man to plunder unless he first binds the strong man, then he will plunder his house. Most certainly, I tell you, all sins of the descendants of man will be forgiven, including their blasphemies with which they may blaspheme. But whoever may blaspheme against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation, because they said he has an unclean spirit. His mothers and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. A multitude was sitting around him, and they told him, 'Behold, your mother, your brothers, and your sisters are outside looking for you.' He answered them, 'Who are my mother and my brothers?' Looking around at those who sat around him, he said, 'Behold, my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, and mother.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, that last part of the verse has been really helpful to me, just dealing with family of origin issues and knowing what I went through. Knowing that I am your sister, I am your mother, I am your cousin, I am part of your family has been very, very healing for me. And so I pray for the person today who also needs that touch from you to know that you are the God who heals. You are the God who gets down in the mud with us and plays with us as a sibling. It's really quite astounding and amazing that you do that, that you welcome us as friends. And made a way for us to have a relationship with you because of your sacrifice on the cross. And in this particular instance, we see this power encounter, Jesus, and we see what this kind of blasphemy means. And what it means is to equate or to say that God's power is demonic. I guess that's a better way to say it, to say that God's power is using the power of darkness, which is not true at all. And it also is degrading you, Lord, because Satan is not your counter part. He's not equal to you in any possible way. And he only comes to steal and kill and destroy and lie to people. But you came that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. And so there's not a polar opposite. You are high above all of them. You're the great I am, the one who lives forever and ever, King of kings, Lord of lords. No one can tell you what to do. You are pre-existing. You have always existed. You have existed in relationship in the form of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You have spun our world into existence out of nothing. Just with the word of your mouth, you spun this world, this earth into existence. You brought forth humanity with just your words. Just powerful. So we do not want to assign those kinds of horrible satanic acts to you, Lord. Of course we don't. But we see the Pharisees really missing who you are. And they were the ones, they were supposed to get it. They were the ones that were supposed to be in that place. And they were supposed to be like, "Oh my gosh, the Messiah has come. We've been studying him for our whole lives." And they didn't get it. And Lord, I love you even more because of that, because you understand what it's like to be completely and utterly misunderstood and to have nefarious motives assigned to you. So I pray for my friend today that maybe they're walking through that kind of same thing where someone is just assigned terrible motives to them that are untrue. Lord, you understand and you can hold them through this. I praise you and thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. And I pray this podcast just helps you. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a review wherever you're listening to it. It just helps more people find it and, you know, algorithms, blah, blah, blah. So thank you in advance for doing that. And I hope you have an amazing day.